With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump unveils a federal program providing $1,000 government-funded investment accounts for American babies. President Trump explained how it would work.
For every U.S. citizen born after December 31st, 2024, before January 1st, 2029, the federal government will make a one-time contribution of $1,000 into a tax-deferred account that will track the overall stock market. In other words, it'll be pegged to an index that we'll pick. Right, Michael? We'll pick it. We'll pick a good one.
The president's Republican administration says the accounts would empower American kids to reap the American dream with a strong financial foundation. A court victory for President Trump in his effort to fire three board members of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
A federal judge has refused to grant a preliminary injunction against the administration's removal of Laura Ross, Diane Kaplan, and Thomas Rothman. Their firing is tied to President Trump's effort to defund the CPB for what critics say has been its use of tax dollars to harm conservatives and promote Democrats. In his ruling, U.S. District Judge Randolph Moss said the plaintiffs failed to provide convincing proof that the firings were unlawful or that they would suffer irreparable harm, both necessary criteria for preliminary injunctions. Bob Agner reporting.
Representative Mark Green says he plans to resign from Congress after four terms.
The Tennessee Republican and Homeland Security Committee chairman said his retirement will begin after the House votes again on the GOP's domestic policy mega bill, now under consideration in the Senate. Green did not disclose the identity of his future employer. Under House rules, members are required to disclose negotiations with a future private employer to the Ethics Committee and are required to recuse themselves from matters where their future employment would pose a conflict of interest.
This is SRN News. Bad news from Cuba.
Christian Solidarity Worldwide reports that the communist government on the island nation is in the midst of a crackdown on religious freedom. Both registered churches and unregistered ones are being targeted with harassment and surveillance. There was a period after the turn of the 21st century when it appeared that Cuban authorities were going to relax the repression and leave Christians alone, but since then they've done an about-face. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court continues to enhance its reputation as a defender of religious freedom, a reputation built by its frequent unanimous decisions on that issue. Last week, liberals and conservatives joined in finding that Catholic charities in Wisconsin cannot be required to pay unemployment taxes when other religious groups are exempt. The High Court said the state's tax decisions created an advantage for groups with a more overtly religious tone in their daily work. This is SRN News. Warner Brothers Discovery is separating its cable operations from its streaming service, creating two independent companies.
One of the companies will focus on streaming and the studios business. The other will be home to entertainment, sports, and news brands like CNN. Recent years have seen a trend toward consolidation of media ownership, and Warner Media and Discovery merged in 2022. Now, the company is separating its declining cable television networks, which have been hurt by competition and changing viewing habits. The separation is expected to be completed by mid-2026, but will need to gain approval from federal antitrust regulators.
People are expected to spend $24 billion this year for Father's Day. That's collectively. That would be a record amount, according to the National Retail Federation, up more than 7% from last year. Three out of every four people surveyed say they plan to celebrate the event in some way this year on June 15th. More details at srnnews.com.